DNF.
Get the DNF. Fuck out of here. I'll DNF, DNF you.
I'm gonna DNF your face.
Great. Which means she's not going to shut the fuck up.
We are inappropriate shit.
Every day, baby. Whatever. They're could hot. Be. It doesn't matter.
Hot murderers.
What a way to die.
Let me live.
And then they spit roast her.
Happy fun times. This was depressing for me.
Oh my God. Get over yourself. Hockey men. That's all you need to
smelly
know.
Hockey men. I think it's been a while since we have disagreed so heavily on a book. It's not that I hated it. It was just...
Could have fooled me, bitch.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
To go back to work soon. I'm not really happy about it.
I have to go to work on my day off tomorrow. If that makes you feel better.
No, I mean,
I only get one day off this week. If that makes you feel better.
No, I'm just.
It's like a reverse vacation during your vacation.
I didn't even really feel like I had one. So.
That's my every vacation. Ridiculous.
Yep.
It never feels like that's awful.
I asked Spencer yesterday. I was like, we are halfway through March. How many books do you think I have read so far this year? Mind you, I asked a man. Okay. Ariel might know, but she doesn't go on Goodreads that often anymore.
I'm so bad. Because the Kindle does it for me and I just like hit the button. You know what I mean?
So,
but sometimes I'm good, but I've been bad lately.
My Kindle today didn't even acknowledge that I read the book today. Again, it did the thing where it won't add it. It's so weird.
It's
it
been
just
doing that
updated
a lot for you lately.
It just added. It just like updated too. So I did. I asked him yesterday. I was like, given we are halfway through March, I just wanted to know, what do you think he guessed? Let's play. What did Spencer think I read this month?
I have no idea what Spencer's thought process would be on this. Like, in theory, I would think that he sees you read.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, I would assume he would have a better ballpark guess than most people who don't know you. Because he would see you reading and seeing you swap out books and stuff. And you talk about the different books with him all the time. And he's not a dumb person. So he knows at a minimum, you read 7 books a month with me for the podcast. Plus he knows you read individually on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So, or this year, did he guess maybe 45?
You would think that this man is smart.
I was going to say, he seems like he has a general intelligence level that would...
This man looked me dead in my face and said 16.
That doesn't even cover our podcast reads.
How many books do you think I'm at?
I don't know, maybe 50?
I'm at 60. This man looked me dead in the face, and I'm like, baby.
Actually, if you had given me time to make a more educated guess, I probably would have
16.
Went a little higher, but
I don't
that doesn't even cover our podcast reads.
I don't think he realized... actually how many we read every month for the podcast. I don't think he actually fully pays attention to that, but I thought it was funny. Listen, here's the thing, is we need things going on in this space right now that keep us happy. Fucking Taylor Swift Eras Tour just came on Disney Plus, so that's fantastic.
I know, we need to get our ass in gear because that's what I plan to do tonight.
Why didn't you say something?
So today we're here for a regular episode, but it's going to feel like a special.
Because Crystal's talking.
Time, not only because Crystal's talking, but the whole time I read this, I thought we were reading this for a special. Joke's on me. It's not.
Because.
It reads like a nut job special. It's yeah. Not.
You know what? And Ariel's going to do her best to not ruin my fun because she is a fun ruiner. And I already know that she doesn't like this book. And that's okay because I loved it.
I didn't say... I didn't like it.
But you also didn't say you liked it. So here we are.
When you tell me you're going to give me a sandwich that I fucking love and crave in a book, and then you fucking just up and just don't give me it and don't give me an explanation, I'm going to fucking, I would have DNF'd this if I was reading this on my own. Just telling you, this would have been a DNF for me.
They gave so much other stuff. You can.
What? Don't tell me you're going to do my favorite thing and then don't give it to me.
Stop being
DNF.
Get the DNF. Fuck out of here. I'll
DNF,
DNF you.
DNF your
How many
face.
People do you think DNF us? Okay. So if many.
If you DNF us, maybe you could email us and tell us why.
Don't do that, please. I don't think that we're strong enough to handle that, Ariel. I
am. Maybe Crystal's not, but I am. I have no soul.
Ariel. Well,
I do. But
you will probably cry, actually. Anyways. This week we read Monster Pucker by Cleo Evans and Ashley Bennett. And the dedication just says, for everyone who wanted us to do a co-write, happy holidays. And yes, this is actually a holiday novella. I honestly didn't look that far into it when I picked it for the wheel. I just decided to go monster and hockey because two great things. And it does start off with a content warning.
This novella contains the following: insta-love, faded mates, praise, degradation, DVP, DP, spanking, light dom/sub dynamics, voyeurism, size difference, blackmail, snowballing, Crystal's favorite, excess amount of fluids, breeding kink, pregnancy epilogue, flavored cum, threat of physical harm, not by love interests, photos taken without consent, not by love interests, nodding, and more. I don't know what more, because you literally told us everything.
Are you going to be complaining the entire fucking time that I do this? Because I
maybe
am a nice co-host, and I am usually silent at the very least when you're...
I'm going to be the balance.
Great. Which means she's not going to shut the fuck up. So the book starts off with Holly, who is a journalist, and she is currently stuck in a hockey player's locker, which sounds like an honest to fucking God nightmare, if I'm being honest.
Says it's smelly
awful.
And disgusting.
Listen, yeah.
She's like, if this is what it means to date a hockey player, I'd want no part of it.
Yes.
It fucking stinks.
Yeah, she decided that this literally made all fantasies she ever had about dating a hockey player, like, literally go up in smoke. It is awful. And she is currently there because of her ex, because he is also a sports journalist. And she is basically just trying to one-up him. So she snuck into this locker room to get gossip about the biggest rivals in the league. And now she is stuck. And I just wrote, oopsies. And guys, this book starts off a little fast. And she starts hearing moans.
If we didn't say it already, this is a novella.
Yeah. And she starts hearing moans going on. And it's us calling him Claus. It could be Klaus, but I think it's Claus. Who knows? I think it's Claus. It's Claus and Flurry. And Claus is telling...
I was doing Claus only for Santa Claus.
I know,
because
he's a
Klaus.
Krampus. So he's a Krampus, so it makes sense that it would be Claus. And Claus is telling Flurry to get on his knees, which, damn, man. This starts off apparently with some inappropriate shit. And Holly is having a front fucking row to this.
We are inappropriate shit.
Every day, baby. She's having a front row, which honestly, it's actually like a slotted row because she's in a locker. Get it? It was funny. Crystal's
peeping
not
Tom
to
over here.
Huh?
Peeping Tom over here.
I know, right? Well, is she looking away? Absolutely fucking no, she's not. Claus is telling Flurry to just take it deeper. Take it deeper, champ. I know you can. This is your punishment for getting distracted by that pretty journalist and that he missed the goal because of her. I think we all know who this is, who distracted him. Ugh. But they are talking some dirty fucking talk, and they're just talking up a storm. Apparently, Claus has a perfect ass. How do we know this? Well, because she says so. Because she can see it from behind. Which, though, to be honest, hockey players do really have, like, pretty perfect asses. Like, I'm not gonna lie. So, what does Holly decide to do? Well, she decides to touch herself, because why not? Guess who catches her scent while she's doing that? Claus. But he lets it slide. It makes Flurry go back to sucking his dick. And then she comes. And guess what? She moans. And obviously she's heard. You know, lockers are kind of echoey, so duh. And then the locker door...
Plus they have holes in them. And they're monsters.
And the locker
door... Enhanced healing, hearing.
And the locker door is ripped open. And she is apologizing. But Claus just says that her scent makes him want to just bend her over and spank her for being such a naughty girl. Instead, he says they're going to take her to a date, which, whatever, but a secret date with the two of them. They take her name because apparently they didn't want to take her name before they asked for the date, but here we are, and they get her phone number. We learn that Fleury has been secretly mated to Claus for just over a year, and while people found him terrifying, he is just a big, dry little teddy bear. Also, Claus is a Krampus and Fleury is a Yeti, in case I completely forgot to mention that, which I totally did, but here we are. At practice that day, Claus is kind of like super moody and ends up hitting another player super hard with a puck. Claus, of course, blames Fleury, saying that he worked him up, but whatever. Claus admits that he is just excited, but also super worried about meeting with Holly and that they might not be able to keep hiding their relationship, Fleury and Claus's relationship. Fleury doesn't want to hide it, but he knows that it's just better that way, and he apologizes for egging him on at practice. They both say they love each other and that they think that Holly will love them both too. It's a little presumptuous, if you ask me. Here we are. I know it's an insta-love and it's a novella, so I get it. Just saying, you know. But they also know that there's a chance that she could reject them, but they don't want to worry about that right now. I'm assuming that the scent Claus was smelling was the scent of them being mates, and then Claus tells Fleury that maybe Fleury should just like fuck him to ease the nerves before the date, and we get Fleury prepping Claus with the fingers, and then he fucks him, and then Claus asks Fleury to knot him, so he does.
Wham bam, thank you ma'am.
Pretty much. After they're done, they meet up with Holly, and Claus does internally feel bad about losing his cool at practice. He's, again, super nervous about meeting up with Holly, but, like, in a good way. He really wants to know more about her. Apparently, they had been pining over her for weeks. So, here we are. They're at...
I think it had been longer than weeks, hadn't it?
They said a few weeks. It had been, like, 2 weeks that they'd been pining over her.
I don't know why I thought it was longer.
It's not. It's a novella and it's insta-love, so it's only been 2 weeks.
Like, I thought
it's Ariel's
she was on the road
favorite kind of book, guys.
Yeah.
It had to have both of our favorite things in it, so we'll get there. We'll get there. It's fine. Wait till you hear my notes about it. So they are at their house, by the way. That's where the date is. They go to their house.
That's the secret date.
It's away from everybody.
It's at their house. I know. It's kind of odd. Like, hey, I'm going to go to this guy's house, the stranger's house.
I mean, it's not like a murder house or anything.
She doesn't know that.
Well, you know, whatever. They're
could
hot.
Be.
It doesn't matter.
Hot murderers.
What a way to die.
Let me live.
After you give me your dick. She has seen the dick. It's fine. It's actually a really nice and pretty house. And Holly gets really right to the point and asks why Fleury and Claus don't just date openly. And Claus lets her know that he's very private, and that because the two of them are on the same team, it could be an issue. And he asks her why she didn't run away. Valid fucking point. And instead came on the date, and she just says, I want you. I want both of you. Clearly, as you smelled yesterday, which is kind of embarrassing, but I feel a pull. It's hard
well,
to explain.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, it fucking does. Claus insists that there is nothing to be embarrassed about. And then she admits that she couldn't stop thinking about what they were doing in the locker room. In the locky room? In the locker room. This girl is totally getting super fucking turned on. And she kisses Claus. And then Fleury comes in and she apologizes and asks if it's okay that she's like kissing him. And Fleury's like, it's cool, bruh. It's fine. They're mates. They're not like mates as in like friends mates. They're like mates mates. This is why Ariel fucking hates when I do this shit, but also she loves it because this shit gets unhinged. This is why she's like, this is a special. It's not, baby. This is a regular episode.
Crystal
you
is
get
the
unhinged
captain of
in the
Titanic.
Regular feed. In the what?
So on that note, if you enjoy this kind of insanity, make sure you check out our specials every other Monday. It's a Titanic every time.
I think they go well. I think I do a great job.
You do. You do an excellent job. They're just a little more unhinged than our regular episodes. So I was saying, if you like that, make sure to check out more.
Patronizing me.
You're beautiful.
You're an asshole. So they're mates. They also think that she is their mate and that they can talk about things over dinner. You know, let's just drop this bomb and be like, we'll just discuss this over dinner. So
seems legit.
You know, they sit down at dinner and they just, you know, start talking. And Fleury says that they had been dating for a while, Fleury and Claus, and that they're mates, but they're certain that there is something between all three of them. You know, he thought that watching Claus and her kiss was like super fucking hot, and he really wants to see them do more than kiss. And she tells them the stuff she likes.
She wants to see that too.
Of course she does. She tells them the stuff that she likes, like being spanked and manhandled and blindfolded and wax play and being called a good girl and a naughty girl. But she does not like degradation, which I can agree with. I don't like degradation either. I'm not a fan. Not a degradation girly.
For realsies.
It's not my cup of tea.
I don't need someone else doing it.
I do that to myself enough on a daily basis. I don't need someone else to do it for me too.
Right? No, no.
I'm good. I'm good, bro. Claus explains that they want to fuck her, but there's no pressure. I mean, I don't think she feels like there's any pressure, but okay.
She does feel the pressure.
Well, she does. She says that she really wants to get on her knees with Fleury. And then out of nowhere, this part threw me a little bit. Claus just asks her how she became a journalist. And I was like, wait, what?
Because this entire book is a case of whiplash.
And then they talk about family and if they want children. And then they talk about retirement. Yeah. So, okay.
Whiplash.
Yeah. And then after dinner, they have hot chocolate. And it's snowing outside. I didn't put that in my notes, but it's snowing. Just in case you're curious, it's not really safe to like super drive. She's not snowed in, so this isn't technically.
I thought that's where this was going at first, and I was like,
I almost did too.
Crystal,
it's not
this
super
is the
important.
Wrong month for that.
I know it is, but she says that she wants to stay. So then they start touching her and undressing her, and
stay or should
I know? Fleury is massaging her feet, which I would love a foot massage. That sounds amazing. And Claus is licking her upper body. And then Fleury, I thought my door was open. Hold on. Make sure my door is shut before I go into
this. Went to explicit detail.
I mean, I was about to say the P word, so.
The P word.
So then Fleury starts licking her pussy over her underwear. Yep. And things went from let's have dinner to let's have you for dessert.
Let's
really
have babies.
Quick. Yeah. And then they bend her over the couch so that she can also suck Claus while being eaten out by Fleury.
Though I have to say the tusks were a nice touch. But I wish more was done.
So don't I. That he should have impaled her with a tusk. But that's besides
or
the
something.
Point.
Yeah.
I know, right? So then they make her come a few times. And then, okay, so this is a part that I actually have in a note to ask you about. Claus asks her if she's ever been knotted, which I thought that you couldn't be knotted unless you were mated with a person. But I am not an expert on this subject.
So it seems like no one is.
I just wasn't
because
sure.
Because it depends on the book, and it depends on the world, and it depends on the species, and it depends on... People are just throwing knotting in all willy-nilly now.
Okay.
And it just is what it is. Because in the beginning, when Fleury knotted Claus, it was like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And he was able to come undone. The whole point of
That's
knotting
true,
is
usually
to...
usually you have to, like, sit there.
Right. The whole point of knotting is it's supposed to, like, seal in everything to increase chances of fertility. It's not
because,
it's supposed to be a slow go down.
Not to go there, but, like, didn't... Wasn't it slow going in the squeak book? Right?
Remember the
squeak
book?
I'm pretty sure they actually did knotting okay, which is wild. That was a wild fever dream of a book, but okay.
Yeah, actually, I think they were stuck, right? Weren't they stuck?
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
But generally, yes, that's how knotting works. They're stuck.
I wasn't
for
sure.
A while.
So I wanted to bring that in there because I actually had that in the notes that I'm not an
generally
expert.
Most people take knotting seriously, and it is only between mates because it is solely for the sake of fertility so that it only works like to breed. However,
gotcha.
A lot of people take a lot of liberties and end up, oh, we're just knotting all willy-nilly.
Cool. All right. Sounds great. There's your nodding lesson today, guys. You're welcome. Brought to you by not me, because I got nothing. So then Holly starts taunting Fleury a little bit by saying that she wants him inside of her. And Claus, you know, has left to grab towels and lube. But then decided that maybe they should move to the bedroom because, you know,
they need more space.
Not even that. Who wants to fuck on a hardwood floor? Besides the space part, well, they were definitely on the couch, want to be comfortable. Yeah. They want to be comfortable and also the space. But also, don't fuck me on a hardwood floor. That would hurt really bad. So once they are in the bedroom, Holly really wants Fleury to fuck her. Well, she wants both of them to fuck her, but Claus says, and this is where I was going to be pissed, Claus says that he's going to fuck Fleury while Fleury fucks her. So, and then I say, I'm glad that Ariel bought dolls because this is the kind of book for dolls. And then I wrote, so that's what happens. So maybe it didn't happen, but I swear that's what happened. So
I'm on the page. Are you ready? Okay. Holly's on the bed and this is Fleury and he is positioning himself in her opening. And he is pushing into her. He goes, oh, so tight. And then Klaus, I'm going to fuck him while he fucks you. And he's all like, of course you are. And then he goes, be careful. She's human. And she says, more. I can take you. And then you're taking him so well. And then all of a sudden, Klaus is over here licking this man. I don't know if he's like kneeling or what. I think he's probably kneeling. He's over here licking this man's ass like this.
Okay.
He's just tonguing him. Well, he's, I don't know. He's just, that must be really awkward over here.
So maybe they should have, maybe they should have worded it as I will tongue fuck you instead of I will fuck you. So he just tongue fucked him basically. Okay.
So then she's all, that was amazing. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. This wasn't for the podcast. I would have DNF'd you.
So he tongue fucks his ass. Okay, we're good.
Tell me what you're actually going to do and mean it.
Fleury does the gross thing that I hate so much, so I'm going to skip it. But it should be noted that apparently his cum tastes like peppermint.
Well, apparently
no?
Just kidding. It only tastes like peppermint. To normal people, it would taste like normal cum. But apparently two mates, it's supposed to taste like something special to them. So the fact that it tastes like peppermint to her is another sign that she is a mate to them. It does not go into elaborate detail. We have no idea why peppermint's special to her.
It's fine. No, it doesn't matter. It's a novella. So then Claus says that he is going to spank her. So cool. That's fun times. He does a bit of orgasm denial to her and tells her that she needs to ask to come. And this part I had to read a couple of times. Then she goes to get off of his lap because of frustration. Originally, I thought she got fully off. She did not. And instead, he decides to actually hold her upside down. And then she decides that she's just going to suck his cock. And then Fleury gets up and then eats his ass. So I'm wondering if he ended up standing up. I don't actually know anything that's happening. I don't know where people are. All I know is that Fleury eats his ass. So he fucks her face. And then
the scenes in this book were not written well.
Well, it is what it is. So then he tells her to get on all fours and then they spit roast her.
Happy fun times.
After all of that, shower, get water, watch a movie, and then sleep. And then they wake up in the morning and they smell bacon and they get ready to go eat. And they're going to go drop Holly off at her car and go to practice and make plans for later on in that evening to meet again. So when Holly finally checks her work emails, she opens one and it's a super strange one. And she wasn't going to originally because, you know, she gets all the warnings about phishing emails, which don't open weird fucking emails. And it's basically a blackmail email with pictures.
Basically, it is.
It is.
It's blatantly.
With pictures of her and the boys. And it's crazy, too, because it's not just pictures of them, like, in the car. Like, none of it's literally of them in the house, too. It's crazy.
Doing the nasty.
Doing the nasty. And there's tons of them. Tons of these pictures. And they're threatening to release them if she doesn't pay $150,000, which is not a lot of money. It's a lot of money, but it's whatever. So the boys. Oh, Klaus, by the way, this Klaus book is also multi-POV, so you're welcome. The boys are talking about the fact that, you know, they're so cute with how they're texting because they're like texting a little back and forth and they're going to get coffee. And as they're getting coffee, Klaus just says that he thinks that they should go public soon, especially with Holly involved now. And if the coach doesn't want them on the same team, then he'll just retire. He doesn't want to hide forever. And it's super fucking cute. And they meet up with Holly with coffee, and she shows them the email that she got, and they are not fucking happy. They tell her not to worry about it. They'll handle it. They're fucking pissed. And so they all go back to the house. They decide to divide and conquer and basically make it so that no one can see into the house. Apparently, their windows can like dim down so no one can see inside, and they feel kind of stupid the fact that they didn't fucking do that the night before, you idiots. And so why did I
not
write
the only thing they're stupid about?
I know, for some reason I wrote Fluffy in my notes. His name is Flurry. It's not Fluffy. It's the only time I wrote Fluffy.
Potato, potato.
Pretty much. So Claus and Flurry are going to go check the woods, and Holly's going to go to the house and dim all the windows inside. Unfortunately, they do not find anything in the woods except for a red piece of nylon. They decide that, you know what? They're going to get undressed and get in the hot tub and relax, and they rip her clothes off. Just then they start
and
touching.
I got really confused at first because they're so worried about somebody being outside spying on them, and then they went outside to be in the hot tub.
I don't know. So then they start touching
I'm
each
just
other
worried.
In the hot tub. Maybe they thought that because they didn't find anybody in the woods that it didn't matter, because they searched for a long time and they didn't find anybody. So who knows? So they start touching each other in the hot tub. They're getting urges. They're getting the urges to mate her, and she can sense something. So she asks, and Flurry straight up says that Claus wants to mate her, and he can feel his desire in the bond. I don't know why I had to be dramatic about it, that they share, and it's potent enough that he literally almost just bit her. And she just simply states that she wants it. And then she asks how it works and what it means. She thinks she knows, but she just wants to make sure. And he explains that a fated mate is someone that you are destined to be with. Typically, when you meet them, the relationship happens very fast because there is an instant connection. When Flurry and Claus met, it was a tumultuous relationship because neither one of them wanted it at first. But that quickly changed. It is a deep bond, and it's beautiful and life-changing, but one can reject if they so choose. She says that she wants it, and she says that she wants them both at the same time. So, off to the bedroom they go, and they both fuck her. DVP, baby. And then they bite her on each shoulder. So as they're both in her vagina with their monster dicks, one bites one shoulder, one bites the other shoulder.
It was a weird, weak scene, though.
Yeah, that's okay. And they tell her that they love her. Everybody tells each other they love them. And Claus cries a little bit. But wait, they're not done.
But wait, there's more.
Claus eats her out while Flurry fucks Claus. And after everything, she's still worried. But they, you know, reassure her that they're going to figure everything out.
I got this, boo.
We got this, bitch. Don't worry. But not bitch, because they respect her.
Very careful to be respectful in this.
Next, we see this trio. They are parked in the back of the stadium in the shadows for whoever it was that was blackmailing them.
I thought this book was about to get interesting for about 5 seconds.
No. And a dude
Spoiler
shows
alert,
up.
It didn't.
He is a tiny man. Tiny man.
What is
and they confront him. And surprise, surprise, it's Holly's ex. Who could have seen that coming?
Who could have seen that coming?
They are not happy. They tell him that they're not happy, that he's blackmailing their mate. And he was like, I thought she was just a chick you were both fucking.
Your
not
mate? Oh, that would have made all the difference.
And he's like, listen, not the right fucking thing to say, buddy. And they threaten to rip off his dick. And they tell him to delete the photos. This man pisses himself, which is so funny. He's himself. They're not thrilled about the fact that he basically just peed all over them. Like, it's great. And he says he will.
Yeah, but none of this makes any sense, though. Like, you're telling me that this man, this spineless, weak man decided that it was going to be a good idea to blackmail these monsters? You're telling me that this man decided that was a good
he wasn't
idea?
even really blackmailing the monsters. He was blackmailing Holly. And so
All
if
the
you
same.
Remember, like in the beginning, like they are competition to each other. So if he's trying to take her out of the competition, this is a surefire way to take her out of that competition by like threatening to unveil this like sordid thing. And especially if there's like maybe some, I don't know, clause in something that she can't like be with players or something like that. Like basically
it's just
ruin
it's
her.
Still weird.
It's
like
weird.
This weak
It's not
ass man
out.
Supposedly had the balls to do this, but then he shows up like a sniveling spineless rat. It's just
maybe
it was...
he was expecting to just meet up with Holly and he can probably just walk all over her. He wasn't expecting these big.
He's a fucking idiot.
He's an idiot. Now it's time to meet the coach, because after this is all done, quick boom, not even two page situation. Time to meet with the coach before the game, because they are there because the game is happening. And the coach, like, literally just goes, so I take it your mates. This man is not stupid.
He's known all the whole time.
He just says that the whole locker room reeks of them fucking. And so, oops.
You guys are monsters. You talk about your heightened sense of smell. You guys, like, really? That's,
yeah.
Like...
Apparently
my
the
brain
reason
fucking hurt.
Yeah, apparently the reason that no one has said anything is that the league has strict rules about outing mates or infringing on those bonds, and that apparently no one has read this manual to know that. Even the coach is like, has no one fucking read this? Like, what the fuck? Then Claus tells the coach that he's going to retire. So after the game, Claus announces to the press that he is retiring after the season is over. And that he has mates. And they're like, oh, who's your mate? And Flurry's like, I'm one of them. He just straight out just admits it. And then they bring up Holly.
It's me, bitch.
Right? It's Brittany, bitch. Then they bring Holly up as well and shows the press that she is his other mate. So then we fast forward to
and
Christmas
the press
Eve.
goes wild.
So then we fast forward to Christmas Eve. And they are enjoying their holiday. Taking pictures, super fucking
holiday,
cute. We
it's a
learn.
gray, it's a cheesy fucking scene.
It is, but it's fine.
Cheese.
Can you just shut up and let us enjoy the cheese?
Adding the entertainment.
We just delved down super fucking depressing. Let us have cheese. Let us start fucking April with cheese, okay?
We're starting April with depressing. This was depressing.
This was not depressing.
This was depressing for me.
Oh my God. Get over yourself. So we learn that Mike has quit journalism, which he should have. Holly has moved in with Claus and Flurry. And she is the official photographer for the Growlers, which she likes so much better than being a journalist. And they are all opening up gifts. So they all typically get three gifts. One is chosen by the other two. Like one is like a combined gift. And then one individually chosen by the others. Yep. So Flurry gets a leather flogger, a leather harness, and leather handcuffs. And the next box that he gets is just a key. And the third one is a watch, because he really likes watches. Claus gets a wooden paddle, and then a box with horn polish and a soft cloth. And then the last box has a set of rainbow rope, shibari thorns, and a remote-controlled butt plug. And then Holly opens up her gifts, and first is a hockey puck in a frame that says Monster Pucker, which is funny. And then underneath it was some lingerie. The next gift was several vibrators with remote controls, and then a spreader bar that could only be opened by Flurry's key. And then the final gift was a team jersey that had their numbers on it with Snow Angel and Princess printed on it, which is what they call her. And then she says that she has one more present for them, and she gives them bags with baseball caps in them that says Hockey Dads on them, and that is how the book ends. And
no
Ariel had given
way.
Me 3 seconds.
Who could have seen that coming?
I'm done.
Yay, baby.
I've had to sit through your predictable books before, and I have said nothing.
That's a
Let
shame.
Let me have this. Jesus Christ.
I think it's been a while since we have disagreed so heavily on a book. I kind of like it.
I like it when you're not being so mean when I'm trying to speak. Lord.
I'm not being mean to you.
I know, but like, I can't speak.
Yes, you can. You spoke a lot. Like 95%, which is fantastic. Love it. Now you're speaking without visual representation.
So,
who is your favorite character?
The coach.
That was my favorite character, too.
You actually liked somebody in this book that you hate?
No, but that was the only person I could think of that wasn't a fucking idiot. Who is your least favorite character?
The boyfriend, like the ex-boyfriend. He was just really pointless in reality.
I also said the ex because he was just weak all around. He was weak everywhere. He was weak character.
Yeah, especially like
when
they were talking about him in the beginning, it kind of seemed like he was either going to be more of a big deal or he like was smarter than he ended up actually.
Well, he was
being.
Just an actual like weakly written character is what I meant.
Yeah. I mean, granted, this is a novella and it's like 128 pages of novella, but we have discussed that in the past about character development and stuff.
Yeah, and that's not an excuse. He was legitimately weak on page as a character.
He gave up so quick.
He was just a spineless, sniveling, fucking numb fucking fuck. He was pointless. Literally fucking pointless. It was pointless. Ratings.
Oh boy, I don't even want to read these to you.
What does Amazon rate this?
I don't want to read these to you at all. Amazon gives us a 4.3 and Goodreads gives us a 4.0.
What did you give it?
3. Oh, I give it a 3.
Oh, so you didn't love it as much as you're pretending to love it.
I didn't hate it as much as you did. Jesus fucking Christ.
But also, it's not that I hated it. It was just...
Could have fooled me, bitch.
Listen, I gave it 2.5 stars. Because this book was literally whiplash. It went from one thing to the other. And then like, oh, we're going to do this. But like, never mind. And we're not even going to talk about it. And like, everything was weirdly written and pointless. And the plot was clearly sex. And the sex scene sucked. Like, if that's going to be your plot, those better be fucking money. I'm okay with that being the plot. I'm not snobby about that. But if that's your plot, those scenes better be fucking fantastic. That better be a one-handed read.
We
what was your
read
cucumber
many
rating?
Of one-handed reads.
What did you give this for a cucumber rating?
I don't know, like a 4. I already know you're going to give it a 2. Or a 1. I don't even know.
I actually am giving it a 3.
Oh my God.
I know. Because there were multiple people in this. There were multiple scenes. They just were shitty.
Gotcha.
Now, on to our next order of business. If you...
I was literally going to bring it up, but I'm so glad you did. Okay, continue. Welcome to our new segment, guys.
Welcome. We tried this once before in March, but we decided that we loved it and we're going to continue. And we're just going to make this an every time thing. So, buckle
Yay
up.
For you.
And welcome to our new segment.
It's going to change
survivability. Yes, depending on the...
Slash...
Quality of life.
Yeah.
It's going to change depending on the book, depending on all that jazz.
Yeah, because
first of all, Crystal, if you were in this book, would you survive?
I don't know. That's a lot of dick. I might be broken in half.
Yeah, but dick's not going to kill you.
I might, but my vagina would not.
So there's your second part. How is your quality of life going?
Pretty great.
Even though your vagina's trash?
Absolutely. What a way to go.
I'm going to say, obviously, I'd be alive, but my quality of life would probably be... not that great because I'd be surrounded by fucking idiots.
Yeah, but the dick, Ariel.
True. So
they
maybe mediocre. Maybe my quality of life would be mediocre. I'd have a balance.
Let me paint you a picture.
Do we need dolls for this?
Hockey men. That's all you need to
Smelly
know.
Smelly hockey.
No, just the stamina of hockey men. Not even that. Hockey monsters.
I guess we don't have to do the hard part and figure out what's going to follow up this crazy special non-special, because it's not a special, it's a regular episode. Guess what? Drum roll, please.
We got emerald bruises. Curly.
You ruined my drum roll. Just kidding.
I can put a fake drum roll in.
That's okay.
It's already a chaotic episode. Who the fuck cares at this point?
True. Very true. But yes, as Crystal said, so excited. Part 2 in the Jewelry Box series has arrived, or is coming. So buckle up, because next week, Emerald Bruises is on its way. So if you have not listened to our episode or read Ruby Tears, make sure to check that one out first, because it was a cliffhanger.
Otherwise, you're going to be really fucking confused.
I mean, it's okay if you like to be confused, but we want you to know what's going on. It's a
continuation of a story. Yeah. You can't
We want confused. You to know what's going on, and it's a really good one. So join us for the ride. And we want to know what's up with Peter. We want to know if he's shit or not. So let us know, actually, if you like Peter. And if you think that you're going to like Peter in the second book, let us know if you think that we're crazy for not liking Peter. Just let us know in general what you think. Make sure that you make sure that you rate us on all the things, because yeah,
it really helps immensely.
And you can follow us on all the socials if you don't already. You can know what's coming next.
So book that you recommendations, can know what's coming next. You can either throw them in the little like thingies on Spotify because I see those, or email us, or like
or comment on any of our socials, or inbox us, or. TikTok Live coming soon for our new wheel coming.
Yes, and we'll take recommendations then too. And yes. If we don't pick a book like on our regular wheel, just know we do specials twice a month.
And we always love input.
Yes.
So make sure to keep reading.
And keep it smutty.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.